Letter of Barnabas, Chapter 1. Greetings, sons and daughters, in the name of the Lord, who loves us in peace. Indeed, the righteous decrees of God are great and rich toward you. And I rejoice exceedingly above measure at your happy and glorious spirits, because the favor of the spiritual gift which you have received is so deeply engrafted. For this reason, I also inwardly rejoice all the more in the hope of salvation, because I truly perceive in you a spirit gushing out from the rich Lord of love. Your greatly desired appearance has filled me with astonishment over you. Therefore, I am persuaded of this, and fully convinced in my own consciousness, that while talking much among you, I have understood many things, because the Lord has accompanied me on a road of righteousness. And I am compelled by the strictest obligation to love you above my own soul, because great are the faith and love dwelling in you, due to the hope of the life which is His. Therefore, calculating this, that if I should take the trouble to share with you some portion of what I myself have received, it will prove to be a sufficient reward for having served such spirits. I have hastened briefly to send to you, in order that, along with your faith, you might make your knowledge perfect. Therefore, the decrees of the Lord are three: a hope of life, which is the beginning and end of our faith, and righteousness, which is the beginning and end of judgment. Love from joy and gladness, which is a testimony of works of righteousness. For by the prophets, the Master has made known to us both the things which are past and present, and has given us the first fruits of the knowledge of things to come. And as we talk about these things coming to pass one by one, we must more richly and higher approach His fear. Now I, not as a teacher, but instead as one of yourselves, will set forth a few things which will render you more joyful in the present circumstances.